Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on kindness to parents and maintaining family ties. Today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam la yajzi waladun walidan illa ay yajidahu mamlukan fayashtariyahu fayu'tiqahu rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that no son can repay the kindness of his father. Meaning, Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that no son can repay the kindness of his father unless, one very, very rare situation, unless he finds his father enslaved and then he purchases him and he sets him free. That he finds his father, that his father is a slave, working under someone, and now he purchases him and then he sets him free as a token of kindness, then he has repaid his father. But until then, there's no child can, no son can repay, or no daughter can repay the kindness of the father. Teaching us that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that such kindness and love parents show, and who put this kindness and love in the heart? It's only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, if you look at it, what is there in any child that creates so much of love in the heart of the mother, so much of love in the heart of the father? At times that child is waking up and crying in the night, and that mother and father up, sometimes the child mess itself, or sometimes while even the mother is changing the child happens to urinate on the parents, but they laugh it off, smile it off, and then they dress the child up and put powder on the child and wash the child, and my child is looking so cute and so nice, so much of love. Doesn't matter how many times the child does and how many times the child messes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the love in the heart of the parents. This is a gift from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise the child that troubles so much and messes so much and gets colic and other trouble, wolves give up so much of their sleep and their time to take care of the child when it is young. As the child is growing up, then also the worries also become more for the parents. But Allah ta'ala is the one that puts that love in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it that mother do for the child, that father do. Find a child is crying in the night, a person is staying in a block of flats. The mother wakes up, or the father wakes up, and they hear that it's a neighbor's child. Immediately they go back to sleep. But if it's their child, no one goes back to sleep. Make it a point of going and seeing that. What does the child need? So this is the love that is put in the heart of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of the parents. So therefore, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that no son can repay the kindness of his father. He also would refer to, cannot repay the kindness, or specifically the hadith is mentioning father. As we go on, we'll see where hadith also mentions the mother, that how much kindness and love Allah Ta'ala has put in the heart of the mother. Anyway, so Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us the second part, unless he finds him enslaved, and then he purchases him and sets him free. Why this particular situation? Is because when a son finds his father is enslaved, his father is a slave working for someone, then he buys him and sets him free. It's as though he has given this father a new life. He was a slave, he was living as a slave. He bought him, he set him free. Now you are free. You're free to move. It's as though the son has given the father a new life. Like how the father had given that son a life, now the son has given. So just one example, it's as though this father now, or the son has given the father a new life. This also teaches us that Islam is the one that encouraged that slavery be done away with. In fact, slavery be such that people are bought and people are freed. Islam was the first in all other, in that time when everyone else was doing slave trade, Islam was saying that there's so much of reward that you committed this sin, this is the recompense, this is the kafar of it, you free a slave. Person frees a slave, there's so much of reward. Islam continuously encouraged this. Unlike it's made out to be today, that Islam is the one that is encouraging slavery. Actually, Islam is teaching us that to free a slave, there's so much of reward. And this hadith we see that the child is actually repaying the father by buying him and freeing him. So this is the beauty of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Like this love is something that Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart of every creature. Every creature takes care of its young, it looks after its young. And this is something that is unique that Allah Ta'ala has created, put in the heart of people so that they take care. So this love is something that is very important. When a person has love for anything, har cheez bhi maza hai, agar dil bhi jaga hai, that a person will get enjoyment in every single thing, so long as he has love for it in his heart. Sometimes you find that a lady likes shopping, she can shop the whole day. She don't get tired of shopping. How? She we've got place for that shopping in the heart. Like that, if we've got place for salah in our heart, we won't find it hard to come for salah, whether it is Fajr salah, Isha salah, Zuhr salah, Asr salah, whatever salah it is. If we've got place for that salah in the heart, we won't find it hard. If we've got no place for it, it will become very, very difficult. If we've got place in our heart for tilawat of Quran, the tilawat of Quran becomes very easy because we've got place for it. If we've got place in our heart for charity and kindness and helping people, it will become very easy. So therefore the whole idea is to create place in our heart for all good actions and take out all that place in our heart for anything that is evil. A person that doesn't like television, he'll find it very hard to sit in front of the TV even for 2 seconds. Forget sitting there for 2 hours, he'll find it very hard. How can I sit in front of something where I'm going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he'll find it very difficult. So therefore the thing we should do is for good actions, good things, kindness to parents, kindness to neighbors, kindness to staff, being good to people, being of assistance, etc., we should find place for it in our hearts. Like that, you see a person who likes golf, most of the free time he's got, he wants to go on the golf course and he wants to hit the ball and he wants to follow the ball and go here and go there. Why? Because he's got place for it in his heart. Like that, we should take out the place for anything that is useless from our heart and put place in our heart for things that are useful. Because that's the thing that will come with us when we go in the qabr, what we got in the heart. And what we got in the heart is what is going to speak in the qabr. Then that, now the tongue is not going to speak, the brains and mind is not going to speak. What is in the heart is what is going to come out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.